Minister Caesar said if fishers and farmers are vaccinated for COVID-19, it allows them to recommence production within the agriculture and fisheries sector.
It was about 2 months ago we had to close down the fish market in Kingstown because 3 persons tested positive for COVID-19. Mm. And the market, I think, was closed for about 3 days. And displaced a lot of the fishers, you know, in the marginal circumstances for that particular period. And this is all the reason we are encouraging our fisher folk, the persons who are working in the fish markets, in the persons who are traffickers, who basically have not been able to travel for the last year, persons who are farmers, because the farmers interact with the traffickers on a weekly basis. The vendors in Kingstown interact with the farmers, who also interact with the traffickers. The public servants who are working in planned quarantine, they have to interact with the traffickers. And all these interactions, even though you're using the face mask that will offer some protection, what we want is if we can have this cadre, this group, or this 10,000 group, if we can get them vaccinated, it will do 2 things. It will protect health from a health standpoint, which is primary, and from the standpoint of production and productivity. Then we will be able to reopen the productive sectors of fisheries and also agriculture, which is critical to our development as a people.
Minister of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, Sabota Caesar. Regionally, Minister of Health and Wellness in Jamaica, Dr. Christopher Tufton, has reported that 2,718 people, or 83% of those targeted to be inoculated with the COVID-19 vaccine on the first day of activating the COVID-19 vaccine implementation program on Wednesday, March 10th, received the vaccine. In the Bahamas, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases stands at 8,642. Internationally, Italy is expected to impose a national lockdown over the Easter weekend and restrict internal travel from Monday. Meanwhile, COVID infection levels are continuing to drop in England and Wales, but leveling off in Scotland and Northern Ireland. Overall, 1 in 280 people in the UK thought to be infected is now down from 1 in 230 the week before. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 updates.